Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina again. Welcome to Real Life Mentoring Podcast. We have a story, but I guess I should tell people what our topic is. At the end of today, we want you to learn that questions are okay.
And we have also discovered that when you ask real questions, the answers can sometimes change your life. That sounds dramatic.
Right.
This is not a product we're trying to sell. It'll change your life. This lotion will change your life.
It'll change your life.
But when you ask real questions, it really can make a difference.
Right. So what we want to kind of communicate as mentors, that being self-aware in everyday situations for the mentee, when they're in situations that they're in over their head or they feel awkward or whatever, let's normalize questions. Asking questions is okay. Now, Chris, you have a story.
I have one of the ways that I come up with ideas for the podcast is everyday situations that I deal with.
Sure.
So a few months ago, and we still are waiting for this to be done, but we needed a new patio to put in our backyard.
Yeah.
We had a wooden deck. It rotted. I had some guys come over. We cleared it out. And so I thought, I'll just have a patio laid.
Yeah.
Okay. Concrete.
No big deal.
As I thought about it and maybe talked to someone else, it struck me, maybe I need a city permit.
Sure.
I thought, maybe not, but let's check it out.
Yeah.
Guys, I needed a city permit.
Yeah. Okay. So what you're saying, you're running those words together, a city permit.
I said city
so
permit.
So if you're not living in the U.S.
A city permit.
It's a city
documentation that says
you
have permission to actually make this change to your home.
Right, exactly. Go ahead.
So I thought it will be no big deal. So I contacted the city where we live, the office, the administration office there. They gave me a form to fill out, asked me a few questions, and I thought it will be good to go.
Yeah.
A few days later, I received a phone call from one of the city engineers and said, well, I see a few problems here. And I thought, no. And he began to use these terms. We're talking about floodplain. We're talking about encroachment. And I said,
easement.
And I don't know, easement. I don't know what else he said, but I said, excuse me, sir. I've never done this before. I don't know what you're talking about with these aspects of this situation.
Right.
And he goes, well, in fact, I thought I had asked to come in. He says, you know what? Could you come into our office and we'll help you understand? I said, that would help me greatly. Now, when I was younger, I would have just probably assumed, or not assumed, I would have let him know, oh, I'm good to go. Just tell me what you need me to do.
Sure.
I wouldn't have asked questions.
Yeah.
So I put a list of questions together, went into their office, and met with two gentlemen. They were very professional, very helpful, but this is what happened. They began to share more information, technical information, that I had no clue about.
Sure.
And I was feeling overwhelmed, bit frustrated, and I said, excuse me, I'd like to take notes. I said, oh, by the way, is there a form?
Like a checklist.
A checklist.
Yeah.
When people want to do something like this that the city uses, they said, no. I thought, well, I didn't say this, but I thought that's strange because for most of us, we don't know what to do in this situation. They walked me through it. I asked a lot of questions, which again, I would not have done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I would have just acted like I'll figure it out later and just go with it.
Sure.
I think that's it. So, still don't have a patio, but what I do have is all the necessary information.
Right.
And I will move forward as soon as the spring kicks in and hopefully get this done.
Yeah. And if you know anybody who can lay concrete inexpensively, let us know.
No, I already have a guy.
Okay. So, why are we telling you this story? Well, as Chris was telling us this story, he thought, oh my goodness, there are so many similarities here in mentoring. So, first of all, mentors, don't be like the professional city engineer administrative people. They were operating within their norm, which they should have been.
Good people.
We love that they know their stuff, right?
They were good people, and they were very nice to me.
But they weren't aware that all these terms, you didn't have you had no idea what they were talking about.
On some of them, not a clue. On some, I made some assumptions.
Yeah.
But I could have gotten into real trouble just going with that.
Which mentors, don't assume that your listener knows what you're talking about. Just because you know some things or certain things are normal for you, the mentee may be sitting there going, I have no idea what you're talking about. So don't assume that your mentee understands things.
Kristen, let's bring this to you and me for a moment. We have mentored for so many years.
Yep.
It is like breathing for us.
Uh-huh.
And we were challenged by a good friend years ago. Guys, you're really good at what you do, but you've got to put it on paper. You've got to put it on a podcast. You've got to put it in some tangible forms so other people know what you're talking about and can learn how to do it.
Right. So mentors, we're going to just boil it all down to this. We want you to make asking questions okay for your mentees. Why? Well, so many of my mentees are much younger than I am. And I think of my younger self asking questions. Somehow there's a root of why people don't ask questions. But as mentors, you can make the concept of asking questions very normal, right? So, Chris, in the past, why would you not have asked a question in this situation?
Let me back up for a moment. Okay. Part of it would have been if someone had an authority position.
Okay, yeah.
Example, like a mentor. If you're a mentor, it sounds really nice, and I'm not a person who intimidates at all as a mentor. That's not what you do as a mentor.
Right.
But when someone knows that I'm a mentor, could they feel intimidated by just that title?
Sure.
They could. Yeah. And so they may not believe they could ask me questions.
Right.
Or maybe you're in the doctor's office and the doctor is telling you all this information and you don't have a medical background. Do you just receive what he or she says?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you let yourself ask questions?
Right.
Maybe a pastor or a teacher.
Or a mechanic.
A mechanic.
Yeah.
Ask questions. You have the right. And if you don't ask good questions, there may be some consequences that you have to deal with later.
Right. So what we're doing, mentor, is we're actually giving you some good content for meeting with a mentee. Ask them, hey, do you have trouble asking questions? But before we look at that, why don't we ask questions? So I think when we're younger, sometimes we don't ask questions because we're too embarrassed. Oh, I don't want someone to know that I have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. Yeah. So go back to childhood, Chris. And if you're listening, go back to your childhood. Ask yourself this question. Did you ask questions in the classroom? Chris, you can answer that. You answer it in your car wherever you're listening.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Are you asking me to explain that?
Yeah. I'm asking you.
I can picture myself in the first and second grade, not understanding whatever the topic was and stressing inside.
Yeah.
I probably needed a counselor at that point.
Yeah.
No, as a little first or second grader, stressing because I didn't understand and I was so insecure.
Yeah.
I didn't dare raise my hand and say, could you clarify that? I wouldn't have used the word clarify, by the way.
Sure.
But could you help me understand that? And so I would say, suck it up and push through.
I'll figure it out later.
Try to figure it out on my own and have so much internal stress that was not necessary.
I think sometimes I was really, really, really good in school. And so for the most part, I didn't need to ask a question. But if I did when I was in junior high or high school, I wouldn't because I was too embarrassed for everybody to look at me when my hands raised up and asked that question.
Well, okay, I would have been intimidated probably by a student like you.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the same class, and Christina looks like she understands completely. So therefore, I'm not going to ask a question for clarification because she gets it. I guess I should as well.
Right. Let's look at some other issues about why we don't ask questions. As we were working through this, kind of what we want to talk about today, the thing that I thought is, sometimes I'd let intimidation of an authority figure, a doctor or whatever, go, can I, now that I'm older, you know, I just went to the dermatologist and she was using a phrase. I said, I am so sorry. I have no idea what that word means. She goes, oh, I'm glad you asked. Here's what it means. But sometimes we're just intimidating. Why are reasons?
We're intimidated.
We're intimidated.
Right.
Or hopefully we're not intimidating. Right. Yeah. What are some other reasons, Chris, you think that people don't ask questions?
We may have touched on it. I don't want to come across as being ignorant.
I remember as you all know, if you're a regular listener, we lived overseas for 9 years. And I remember in learning the language and operating in a second language, when I'd ask a question or information was given, I remember one time our internet was down. And I had to call and get all these instructions about how to reset our modem. And I was lost. I was overwhelmed. I was done. And I didn't even ask any questions because I thought, forget it. I'm not even going to understand what they're going to say. And I was too overwhelmed. So that could be a reason maybe why people don't ask questions.
And were there consequences for you later on that?
Sure, we didn't have internet for a while.
Well, and also you had this internal stress that maybe it could have been relieved.
Yeah.
Had you asked some questions.
Right, which brings up a good point. When we are unsure of things and we're letting intimidation or, you know, afraid of being ignorant or whatever, we're too overwhelmed, we don't ask those questions. There oftentimes can be negative consequences. The example of the patio, had you just gone ahead and thought, yeah, we'll just go ahead and lay it, city could have come in and said, oh, yeah, now you're going to have to break this up because you didn't do the proper steps and blah, 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 blah.
Well, they actually did say that.
I
was going to make it bigger
and
or larger, and they said, you can do that, but it will not be in regulation, and if we need to come in and dig the ground up,
sure,
we have the freedom to tear up your patio, and it's at your expense.
Yeah,
that would have been a major consequence.
Yeah.
Had I not asked questions, if I'd said, "Oh, it's good to go,"
right?
I understand. I didn't understand details.
Right. What are some other negative consequences of not asking questions?
I think probably a lot of money is wasted
concerning
people's contracts. An example, when I was starting my master's years ago, I was entering seminary, and you had to have health insurance. And so I applied for the health insurance, and the person on the phone said, you don't qualify because you're not taking enough hours. You have to be full-time. I said, well, actually, I am full-time at the location I'm attending.
Yeah.
I'm taking the max number of classes. And the person said, no, you don't qualify, which didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I pushed the envelope with respect. We're
right.
not telling you to be rude to people.
Pushing the envelope means you asked further questions.
With respect.
Right.
And so that a woman on the phone was the authority at the moment
concerning
my potential health coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, it something's not matching up.
Mm-hmm.
I am full time. So I asked some questions. She said, let me talk to my supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened? I was able to receive that health insurance.
Yeah.
Because I...
You asked a question.
I asked some questions, and I thought, I need some help here.
Right.
And I just said, okay, that's what she said, I'll leave it alone. I'm not talking about pushing back and being complicated.
Right. You know, asking questions has become such a norm for me. You know, my 20-year-old self, maybe even my 30-year-old self, would just go, oh my word, you ask questions all the time, which I don't care. I'm going to ask questions if I don't know. And sometimes I've been into gift stores, or I've been where I think back last year, we took a little mini vacation with our friends John and Shannon. We happened to go into a gift store, and they said, oh, is it your first time here? I said, yes. Do you give a discount? And they said, you know, we never do, but I will today. And I got 10% off a bag.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah. Anyway, just asking questions. What we're saying is, mentors, normalize asking questions. There are a variety of reasons why people don't ask questions. Usually it's an internal struggle. They're not confident. They're afraid of something. So mentors, questions to ask yourself around those that you're mentoring. First of all, ask yourself, am I using language that I'm just assuming my listener, my mentee knows, just like the city people, right?
The city people. The city administration.
Administration okay. people, right. They were using terminology that was flying over your head. They were just doing their job. But as mentors, be aware, be self-aware. Is your language, ask questions. Hey, when I say this, what is your understanding of this? Just be aware of the language you're using, right? What's something else, questions to ask of those that you're mentoring?
Well, I don't think we've covered this. Is it difficult for you to ask questions when you don't understand something?
Right. This could just be content that I'm meeting with a sweet young woman that I'm mentoring and say, hey, it is easy for me at this season of my life to ask questions when I don't understand things. Again, we're talking about real life mentoring. I'm going to ask my mentee, so, is it difficult for you, sweet young girl, to ask questions when you don't understand something?
I just had this thought. It just came to me that...
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
As a mentor, I can set the ground rules.
Sure.
You can ask any question when you and I are together.
Ooh, that's good.
When we're together.
Yeah.
It's no stress.
Yeah. Ask.
I may go, why would you not know that?
Right.
First of all, I probably shouldn't think and say that as a mentor.
Sure.
You don't know it. You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
But what if we get to practice a lot of questions between the two of us to help you build confidence that you can ask legitimate questions in the real world?
Right. And we're making the assumption that somebody that you're mentoring maybe doesn't ask questions. If this is not an issue for them, if they are question askers, yay, keep affirming that. But that's a great thing to bring into the mentoring relationship. Here's another question. If I'm meeting with a sweet young woman who maybe feels intimidated in situations, I could say, hey, what goes on inside your mind when you're not understanding what's being said? How does it make you feel about yourself? Had somebody asked me that question when I was, you know, in my early 20s, what's going on in my mind is A, I'm going to look really foolish. Two, I should probably already know the answer. You know, there's all this self-talk going on in my head. But asking those questions, you're just helping your mentee in so many ways. You had a thought, I could tell.
Sometimes, and in the past, and I will still do this left to myself. Mm-hmm. I may not ask a question because how I may be seen or someone may perceive me.
Sure.
I need to get over that.
Yeah. We're especially concerned with our image, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I go, really? Because as the leader of our family, I could not ask certain questions in situations that can impact you, Christina, and our family.
Sure.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to just figure things out anymore. I want to know the answers so I can move forward effectively.
Yeah, questions help you get there. Yeah. Here's another good thing you could ask a mentee, especially if they're struggling in this area of feeling intimidated or being too fearful to ask questions. But how good are you at asking for help? And if not, why don't you ask for help?
Do you think you're good at asking for help?
I'm getting better and better.
I know this is on the spur of the moment. Sure. Is there something that you wish you had asked help with earlier?
Oh, definitely. When I was a young mama, I tried to juggle too many things at one time. I would get stressed out and tired way too often when there were plenty of people around me, friends, peers, to say, hey, could you watch this daughter while I take this daughter here instead of just, okay, I can do it all, you know, being independent. I would have asked for help more when I was a young mama.
I think men struggle with this, as I talk with men at different ages, asking for help with their careers.
Right.
I will still get stuck in my head sometimes about what we do as we lead this mentoring nonprofit called Fahrenheit Real Life Mentoring. I've got to try to figure it all out. Mm. Every aspect of it. That doesn't make any sense. I know this.
Yeah.
So I have to back up and go, wait a minute. For instance, when we were wanting to start podcasts.
Uh-huh.
We'd never done this before.
No.
You know what we had to do?
Ask a lot of questions.
We had to ask a lot of questions, ask for help, take notes, and practice.
Yeah.
How could you know how to do a podcast if you've never done one before?
Right.
So that's just an example. But now that we've learned, we become confident in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? There's another area or two and another one down the road with my career that I won't have an answer for. I won't know how to do. And I need to ask some questions and get help.
We have a banner that when we're doing workshops or if we're presenting somewhere, it's a big pop-up banner thing. And it says Fahrenheit Real Life Mentoring. And there's a statement on there. It says, when you ask the right questions, the answers could change your life. That's actually where we're getting to. Sometimes just asking a simple question of a mentor, of a mentee, in situations like we've talked to today. Now, did the answer about the patio change your life? To some degree. It saved us a lot of pain and trouble, right?
Yeah, especially later on if we decided to sell. Yeah, this is where, guys, this is where consequences can come in.
Right.
Had we sold, done the patio on our own without getting a city permit,
yeah,
we'd sell the house next year, let's say, we probably would have been fined before we could sell the house.
Sure.
Because it's not done properly.
Yeah.
So that's just a tangible example, but here's what's more important. I want to make important decisions, especially when it comes to relationships. And so, do you know where I'm going with this?
I don't.
Is
so
that okay?
Tell me.
It's a concrete patio is a patio. It's important to a point.
Yeah.
But what if I don't know how to engage you as my wife
sure.
and try to better understand you? Mm-hmm. What if I talk to another man
yeah.
and say, hey, how have you done this?
Or
and
ask
he
me.
Teaches me or ask you.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we could talk about. A concrete is a patio is one thing.
Right.
But things that really matter, I don't want to allow ignorance, intimidation, a certain image to keep me from asking questions to be better in that area.
Right. So mentors, you get the opportunity to create an environment with a mentee where questions are normal and it's good. And if you suspect, and just ask the question, hey, how are you in situations, everyday situations, about asking questions? Just ask those questions. I know I keep saying ask the questions, but ask the questions of that. Mentors, make questions okay. Make asking questions okay. Chris, I like the example of what you talked about is just saying, hey, when we're together, you can ask me anything. Boy, that's setting the stage where a mentee can just ask those questions. It's okay. That's a great way to create that environment. Anything else as we close up?
My last question is, are you finished?
I'm finished.
Okay, thank you.
Mentors, what you do matters. Thank you for listening. If you would like to like and subscribe our podcast, share it with somebody, share this episode that might be helpful with someone. As always, we appreciate you tuning in to Real Life Mentoring Podcast.